President Donald Trump ignited the gerrymandering war last summer when he called on Texas to redraw its district maps mid-cycle. Since then, various states on both sides of the aisle have made their own redistricting plans to counter the opposing party. Virginia, the most recent state to successfully pass a redistricting referendum, had its redistricting plans thrown out by the state supreme and U.S. Supreme Courts. Additionally, the U.S. Supreme Court striking down key interpretations of the Voting Rights Act has allowed conservative states to rapidly redistrict, cutting out majority-minority districts. In Alabama, a court-ordered map that created two majority-minority districts was thrown out, and the state returned to its previous map that features just one. During the Senate Judiciary Subcommittee hearing, Democrat Peter Welch of Vermont said the Supreme Court ruling will disenfranchise black voters in the South.
The Roberts Court has achieved the same outcome as Jim Crow laws in the South had done generations before. It's removed African-American representation on a massive scale. That is fact. That's not an assertion. That's a fact.
On the other side of the aisle, Republican Mike Lee of Utah clarified in a back and forth with attorney Edward Grime that the Constitution protects political gerrymandering, but not race-based gerrymandering.
There is nothing that I'm aware of. I'm not aware of any provision in the United States Constitution that takes political considerations off the table. There's nothing in there that says you cannot gerrymander according to this or that, including political considerations. What provision of the Constitution does that?
Well, there is none.
Yeah. There is none. But there are at least two that say you can't treat people differently on the basis of their race, other than in pretty rare circumstances where strict scrutiny is warranted.
Lee, like many Republicans on the Hill, supports the Supreme Court's decision and says that majority-minority districts violate the Constitution because of their race-based origin. Republican Ted Cruz of Texas turned that argument against Democrats.
The Democrats, for the entire history of their party, have been a party based on racial discrimination. They affirmatively embrace it. They support it.
Cruz and Lee did not address evidence that minority representation will drop under new maps drawn in southern states. Cruz defended the Republican Party's position by listing Republican representatives of color who have been elected in majority white districts. Meanwhile, New York Representative Yvette Clark, chair of the Congressional Black Caucus, says that 19 out of 62 black congressional members are at risk of losing their seats as a result of southern redistricting. Under the Supreme Court ruling, states can now redraw maps to crack majority-minority districts under the premise of partisan gerrymandering. And they, the Supreme Court and the state legislatures, are doing so in the name of race-neutral politics, as Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Kennedy made clear.
That, to me, is what the court's saying here in all these cases. We're not going to try to run your business. Not in the college admissions, not in drawn districts. But you can't use race. Period. End of discussion.
Rhode Island Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse argued that the Supreme Court decision, along with past decisions, all have one central through line, advantaging Republican politics.
To me, the question is, do we have a Supreme Court that is willing to make a decision in the political arena that does not help the Republican side in the election? And to me, at this point, the record is perfect. And in a world in which you can prove bias and discrimination with pattern evidence, it seems to me the pattern evidence about this court is pretty damned obvious.
Primary elections across the South are in chaos as states redraw their maps and candidates try to navigate shifting district lines. Alabama, which votes Tuesday, May 19th, is expected to have special elections in August to account for its redrawn maps. Beyond the Tuesday election day, the political backdrop of gerrymandering and redistricting appears ready to rage on. For KPFA News, I'm Cade Young.